Getting a chance to talk right now with Brian Ralston, presently with the Boston Bruins and formerly of Lake Superior State University, the Sioux, as it is known, the Sioux on the American side. First of all, Brian, a Michigan kid, you had a lot of choices to pick for colleges coming out of the greater Detroit area, big hockey player in that area. What made you choose going to Lake Superior State?
Well, a big factor was my brother was there at the time, but it was a tough decision between Michigan State, and Lake State. I mean, they were all at the time were big schools, and I enjoyed myself, and I'm happy that I picked that because I went my freshman year and won a national championship at Lake Superior State, and can't ask for much more than that. In the second year, I made it to the finals, so it was a great stay there at Lake State.
Any thought at all of going to juniors? I know your brother is very involved with college hockey, but was there any thought given to you playing the junior or taking the junior route?
Well, I had two older brothers, and one went the junior route and one went the college route. And, it was kind of nice because I could see what they had to go through. And, it was for me, I needed to build my body, and I needed a few years of maturity before I could make that step to the National Hockey League. So college was the route, and I thought I could get my education while playing, obviously, and trying to make that next step to the National Hockey League.
What was a tougher adjustment, going from the junior level in the Detroit area and then going into the pro ranks? And I know you had some international experience there to probably help you out, or going from college into the pro ranks there?
I would say, it's never easy to make the transition, but I would say going from college or the Olympic team that I was playing on in 94 to pro. You scored goals in the past and you're an offensive player, and then you get into the National Hockey League and you think it's just going to, come easy to you, and it doesn't, a lot of times. And but you just have to work on it and continue to grow as a player, and it was a tough adjustment, but I got a good coach there in New Jersey, Jacques Lemaire, and they gave me a great shot to play in the National Hockey League, so I'm grateful for that.
Let's go back to your days at Lake State. You already mentioned that you win a national championship in your first year. Not the brightest guy in the world, but safe to assume that was your greatest college hockey memory, your 2 years at Lake State?
Yeah, absolutely. They were great 2 years, obviously. I mean, we had great teams, and winning the CCHA and then winning the national championship in your freshman year. I mean, what more could you ask for? It was a tremendous experience there, and certainly made me better as a player and a person, those 2 years at Lake State.
Did you have a particular course that you enjoyed study, or a field of academics that you enjoyed studying when you were at Lake State?
Well, I was in business management course, so, in the first 2 years of you kind of just do general things, so to build up to your business degree, but it was a good start for me.
And where are you? I mean, do you think about finishing up with your college courses when you're done playing? It's such a hectic schedule, and then you finally get about, 4 months off, three if you're lucky. That means you go far in the Stanley Cup playoffs. But when it's all said and done, does Brian Ralston see himself maybe going back finishing up?
Oh, you can never count it out, that's for sure. Playing hockey, I mean, it's a grueling schedule, and I like to take my summers off, just relax, get away from everything, and you never know at the end of my career. It's something that I know I can fall back on.
Brian, as we finish up here, do you have any other passions outside of hockey where maybe you could see yourself using your business management background from Lake Superior, maybe helping you with some kind of business in the future?
Who knows? Everybody asks. That's a $100,000 question. But they ask you, what would you be doing if you didn't play hockey, or what will you be doing after? And I don't think there's a whole lot of guys that can answer that question. Hockey's been very good to me, and I feel very fortunate to be a part of the NHL, and hopefully to continue playing for a few more years here.
Well, Brian Ralston, you've been very good to hockey and the NHL as well. Thanks for joining us here on the Alumni Audio.
Thank you very much.